Mishnah Gimel. Bona buys chadosh if somebody builds a new house, or he buys a new house, or he buys new objects, new utensils, anything which brings him a lot of joy, Omer Baruch Shechianu, he says the bracha where he praises Hashem who keeps us alive. The bracha ends, Shechianu v'kiyemonu v'gyonu lazman hazeh, that it keeps us alive and well and allowed us to reach this occasion. Now the Gemara asks, what is the difference between this bracha and the bracha which we mentioned in the previous Mishnah of Baruch HaTov V'Hametiv? We said in the previous Mishnah that for good news and rain and something which makes you happy, you say Baruch HaTov V'Hametiv. And now we're giving other very similar examples which make you happy, but we've got a different bracha, Shechianu. When does one make a Baruch HaTov V'Hametiv and when does one make a Shechianu? And the Gemara explains that Baruch HaTov V'Hametiv is only said when something makes you happy and it makes others happy as well. For example, rain. Rain benefits all the owners of the fields. And therefore, over there, you would say Baruch HaTov V'Hametiv. And it makes sense, actually, because Baruch HaTov V'Hametiv, you're expressing Hashem's goodness in two different ways. He is good and he does good. And that reflects the two different things you're praising Hashem for. Number one, the goodness which he is doing towards you. And number two, the fact that he is doing good for others as well. On the other hand, if the thing which is making you happy only benefits you, then you would say Baruch Shechianu, thanking Hashem for keeping you alive and bringing you to this situation. Continues the Mishnah. Mavarach al Hara'a Me'ein HaTova. One does make a bracha on something which is bad, which will end up being good. The example given by the Gemara for this is if someone's field is flooded. So the produce of that year will probably all be destroyed. And therefore one makes a bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes, blesses Hashem who is the true judge, which is the bracha made on bad news. And he makes this bracha even though next year his field will be better quality, and more produce will grow there as a result of the flood. Since at the moment it's bad, one makes a bracha on whatever just happened now, and the immediate ramifications, which in this case are bad, and therefore he makes the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Similarly, Va'al HaTova, he would make a bracha on something which is right now good, Me'ein Hara, even if it will end up being bad. And this time he would make a Baruch HaTova HaMetiv, because the immediate effects are good. The example the Gemara gives of this is if somebody finds something very valuable. So of course that's good. However, it's possible that somebody else will hear that he found it, report it to the king, who will then force this person who found it to give it to him, and he might even punish him for not giving it to him straight away. However, since right now it's good, one makes the bracha of Baruch HaTov V'Hametiv, and the Rambam explains the reason is because right now there's a definite good, or in the other cases a definite bad. What will happen in the future, we don't know. Even if it's likely that a good thing will happen or a bad thing will happen, it's possible that it won't, and therefore you only make the bracha on whatever is there right now. Says the Mishnah, Hatzeik L'Sha'ovar, one cries out for something of the past, meaning he davens to change something which has already occurred. Harizot Tfilas Shov, this is a prayer in vain. However powerful davening is, it can't change something which has already occurred. Now at first glance, this seems quite obvious, and therefore why is the Mishnah telling it to us? And the answer is that it's more for the sake of the examples which the Mishnah is about to bring. Because you may have thought that in these examples, it is possible to change, and therefore it's not a prayer in vain. And therefore the Mishnah has to tell you that it is a prayer in vain, and therefore you should not daven for something which cannot be changed. Ketzad, how so? Give me an example, says the Mishnah. Hoysa ishtamu uberes, if somebody's wife was pregnant to the Omar and the person davens, yi rotzoin, may it be the will of Hashem, shetelid ishti zochar, that my wife should give birth to a son, to a male child. Harizot filashov, this is a vain tefillah. The reason being that the gender of a child is decided as soon as it's conceived, or possibly later, possibly on day 40, and therefore even though technically it's possible for Hashem to change its gender before it's born, that would be a huge miracle. And therefore this is a prayer in vain, because the gender has already been determined. Another example, says the Mishnah, if somebody was coming on the path, he was on the road, and he hears screaming, the voice of screaming coming from the city. And he says, may it be the will of Hashem that these screams should not be from my family, from my household. That's a prayer in vain, because the person's already screamed. You can't change who screamed. And the point of this example is to say that even though we could interpret your prayer to be a plea that it shouldn't be in the future, that no harm should come to the family, and they shouldn't come to scream. However, since he worded it in a way which implies that he's referring to the screams which were already made, it is a prayer in vain, and he should not daven in that manner.